We are the final ummah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world. And we have a final testimony, that is Quran. And we have final messenger, that is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And at the moment, the ummah that has been described in Quran, in hadhi ummatukum ummatan wahida, that this ummah is ummat wahida. Although when we look at the context of this verse, it's been said that all the previous prophets and all the followers of the previous prophets and the ummah of today is going to be one ummah. It is just ummah that becomes a united forum under the banner of Tawheed. Because at the end of this verse, it's been said, "Wa ana rabbukum fa'budun," I am your Lord and worship me. That means one of the most important banners, that under that banner we all can get together, that is the banner of Tawheed. If we like to look at within Islam, I have been in one of the very interesting events that I met with one of the sisters who got converted to Islam. And in Seattle, she was giving this speech to the ladies. And she said the difference between Christian religion and Islam, that in Christianity, there are differences and division within their principles. But Islam has a beauty. The beauty of Islam is that there are no division within their principles. So we are so united, if we like to look at it in the method of Islam, if we like to look at the ideology of Islam. Ideologically, we are already united. There's no room that we should be divided one of another. There's one who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Tawheed, one who believes in the messengers, the final prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and one who believes on the day of judgment. So these are our fundamentals, that even if you look at both school of thought, their principles of Islam are same. There is no difference between that. Yes, maybe usul madhab, that can be different. There can be, you know, usul maslak, that can be difference. But within our usul Islam, there is no difference between that. And then we like to look at our practices, that if we see that from prayer, taking from prayer up till rest practices, in all practices we are together, come to amr bil ma'roof, nahi anil munkar. Sometime if we like to, you know, look at the furu'at deen. So in usul deen we are together in ideology, in furu' deen we are together. So there can be difference how to pray, but everybody prays, of course. The thing that divides us, there are sometimes wishes and desires, unfortunately, and that is one of the most important statement of Imam Khomeini, Rizwanullah Ta'ala, as he used to say, division comes from the wishes and desires.